So we're here to talk a little bit about your the technology that's available, cutting edge stuff. What you should be able to see from accident reconstruction experts, past, present, and future. What's coming is hopefully what we're going to be talking about a little bit here. So, you know, the progress of this. We start with the simplest of tools, a metal tape measure or a longer tape measure. You might get an upgrade using that with other instruments to measure grade. Okay, this is the simplest of tools and where this all begins. And I bring this up because this is the level that you're probably going to see from most police agencies and even a lot of folks that do what I do. This is the level of technology that you're dealing with, is up through this right here. You may get an upgrade to a roller wheel. That's about the kind of technology we're talking about. And I don't mean to belittle that, because those are reliable methodologies depending on what you're trying to measure and what have you, but not very exciting to talk about, and not the latest and greatest technology, but that's what we rely on the most. Some police agencies will have total stations, you know, laser instruments. And I'll explain a little bit about how that works in case you don't know, just because it's important for understanding that instrument. You see the guy in the background holding a prism pole is what that's called, and he's actually standing on the point that they're wanting to measure, the one point they're wanting to measure. So it looks like he's trying to capture where the corner of the sidewalk is on the inside part there. He stands over it, communicates that to the other gentleman who's running the instrument. He finds the prism through the soda straw and the little instrument. Once he has it lined up, he sends a command that it sends a laser out, reflects back at times how long that takes. So it knows this angle, the horizontal angle, the vertical angle, knows how far away it is. Now it knows with those three pieces of information where it is in three-dimensional space. Subtracts out the height of the pole, and they get one point.